G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. Today on the show, it's the 2 minute warning ahead of round 15. If you haven't followed us on Instagram, go and do that. Hit us up at Hardball Gets AFL. Subscribe to the show, leave a rating, leave a review, all that stuff. All right, get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Mick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's going on?
I'm glad to be back. I listened to the pod last week. You guys did a great job. I don't need to be here at all. Really fantastic.
Mate, you leave last year. You left to go to Queensland.
I know.
Now you're leaving to go to
that
Tokyo.
Was the start of his career, though. So you give him that.
He launched.
That's true. Yeah.
That was a launch pad.
That was the launch.
He's really got his fingers like stuck into the pod. Was it the hub? Why am I saying pod?
Hang on. So go.
What?
Go.
What's he got?
Well, I wanted
walked
to
in. Walked in.
I said, "I've got you,"
and I heckled him straight away.
I got you.
Look, I said something about his collars. Is this something that can be on the podcast?
Yeah.
It's light banter.
It's light banter.
Right. Okay.
So you constantly having a crack at my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Right. Always attacking, analysing. You would call it coaching, I suppose.
I was super supportive when there wasn't a lot of traction.
Correct.
You have a couple of little retweets.
The old Petrocelli, a laid in or a laid out.
Yeah.
Sort of
being used out at West Coast. Oh, yeah. What's this? Oh, no change. Cool. Thanks. Thanks, Rhino.
Well, I just wanted to bring to it. I think it's important for integrity to be part of this podcast, don't you, Nick?
Yes.
And agreed. And as we know, a young Xavier here has become, is he a media mogul?
Yeah, he's definitely an influencer.
Be very careful.
I like the name that you've hit there, influencer.
Definitely an
influencer. Be very careful.
Because he's an influencer.
Yeah.
He is. He's become, in terms of Perth media.
Funny, Lululemon hit me up the other day. Lululemon. Can you imagine me?
I just wanted to start maybe something. We could do this every week.
No.
Where whatever Xavier posts, we can have a look and see if it's genuine. Or if it's influenced. And we can just ask the question and we need a direct answer. Because as we know, sometimes that line is hazy. You know, you never quite know until that last bit where they suddenly
I don't think I like this game.
I've just had a glance back at the last some recent ones. And there's a beautiful picture. It's very wholesome. It's you and Ted in bed together reading a book.
On Twitter.
It's Instagram.
Oh, right. You don't even know your platform.
No, it's Instagram.
Oh, yeah, right. Highly
my
traction.
My Twitter, your Instagram. Yeah. So you're in bed with Ted. Cute father-son shot. Now, there's two things here I want to raise. One, I want to make light mention of the Country Road jumper. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But secondly, Mr. Happy.
Yeah.
Have you been sponsored by the Mr. Men series? I just want a yes or a no.
No.
Okay. That's clear. No, that's good. That's just one.
So, the photo's nothing to do.
Like, I know, then you posted the video. That was funny. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good content. Now, the second photo I want to bring up is the next photo.
A lot of likes for a video.
It's you and Jacob Brennan. You and Jacob Brennan and his, I'm guessing, fiance.
Yep.
And a very nice, wholesome picture. Now, there's two things in this picture I want to point out. One, Country Road jumper again. Interesting.
Different colour.
So two of the same jumper. And then there's the single fin can in front of Jacob Brennan. Mm. Now, we know influencers like to just put things in there without...
Just subtly.
You know, it's subtle. Yeah. So can I ask you the question? One, the two Country Road jumpers, paid for or influence provided?
Fully paid for.
Okay.
$100 each jumper.
Two jumpers?
Okay. Yep. I've got about five of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And single fin, is that a sponsored plant?
Nope.
Okay.
Never, ever. I think I've received one box of beer from single fin.
Okay.
And that's all you drink. How much have you given?
Mate, I even bought shares in Good Drinks or whatever. It's Good Boys Australia, whatever it is.
Thirdly, the general public food co where you've checked yourself into. Did you pay for dinner?
Yep, full tote.
Okay.
And I go there every morning for a coffee and they're lovely
what
people.
About,
and you pay every time.
Yeah, okay. I see the one.
Oh, that's
remaining.
A lie. Sorry, that's a lie. I got a free brekkie wrap.
Okay.
3 weeks ago.
Did you post about it?
No, because I had an extra one on the side. I said, oh, Zave, do you want this on the way
out? But you didn't post about it?
No. It was I go there every day, pay full price every day.
And then
general public.
And then lastly for this week, but we'll get to more next week.
So far, I've just shouted out people I like. So great.
You're holding up well.
This is a reverse trendy.
You're an unpaid influencer.
Yeah, 100%.
I think we need to actually talk to you about it. You need to be better at this.
Yeah, I know.
And your third one is it's some sort of weird face mask that you've been plugged. I think this one actually says Social Skin Co. AU has actually been tagged in the post.
Yeah.
You're wearing some sort of ridiculous face mask and actually talking about what it does for your skin.
Yeah.
Have you been paid by Social Skin Co. AU or have you been provided masks?
Not nothing. Zip, zada,
what
zada.
What are you tagging him in there for?
Because I thought it was pretty stupid, so I wanted him to see.
All right, you've got away with three there.
Yeah, so there you go.
There's one bit of that the Jacob Brennan photo. Mm. Hashtag Linny's bride.
Oh, one has escaped.
What's going on there?
Great detective work from you, Nick.
What's the hashtag Linny's bride about?
So what's going on there? She's clearly got the diamond from Linny's.
Yeah, from Linny's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got just a little nudge there to put that in there?
No, not at all. Full tote odds again. We jokingly took the piss out of being a Linny's bride because that's what I think some people call themselves.
Right. Okay.
Oh, really?
All right.
Hey, you two. Yeah. Arrogance.
Oh.
What's arrogant happening? One, arrogant two.
I'm interested.
Now, last week or 2 weeks ago, I said stop throwing your full coffees in a bin for a cleaner to pick up.
Mate,
Sam.
I didn't.
So Sam's now helping us. Is it rude that you throw full coffees in the bin that cleaners have to then carry elsewhere?
100%, and the crowd's with us on that.
The crowd's with us. So I asked this question today to the Insta page, and what was the response? I'm sure there was at least someone, Sam, who said it was okay. 84%?
84% is not okay.
Well, I would argue that 16% of the people are fighting the good cause.
So did you tip your full bowl of cereal in the bin during the week?
Okay, so I can explain this.
I'm close with security.
Yeah, I don't know how you got this.
Oh, no,
I'm pretty sure I know who your source was.
Rebecca. I doubled down on my formal complaint on the old security guard too.
So your source, she was the cereal source.
No,
Mitch Woodcock would have been.
Nah.
Hello, Mitch, if you're listening, I reckon.
It's
now,
not Mitch.
Let me explain myself. So this is a routine for me. I come in, granola in a bowl, sit at my desk, put a bit of milk in.
I thought you'd look healthier if you were eating that stuff every day.
Just see the other stuff.
There's a lot of sugar
in
it.
There's a lot of stuff. And then an email comes out, building email. Morning tea provided because of some random thing that we're celebrating.
The 25% little bump in the share price.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think, oh, man, I can't eat the cereal now. So I go down to the room where they're putting all the pies and the cakes on, grab a little bit of party pies and stuff for myself, come back, don't want my cereal then. And in the meantime, the milk is all soaked in. So the cereal's, it's now become a full-blown, almost like a biscuit.
It's a sog.
It's not runny at this point. So that seems to me like it's fine to put in a bin because there's no liquid involved.
But it was liquid still.
It's been soaked into the oats.
I know there was still liquid.
There was only a little.
I know that.
How do you know this? Who's
being,
the source, Mitch
Stop
Woodcock?
Being, he's not. It's not. But stop being a rude prick to the cleaners.
That, I thought that was actually okay. Your face popped into my head and I went, is this okay?
And then I
thought,
how long until I text you?
About 2 hours later. I looked around, I was like, where is he? Yeah. How did he possibly
So just
know
behave
that?
Yourself and respect everybody in the working organisation.
Okay. So you can't even do that.
And there you go. You got nothing on me
can
and I've whacked you.
Can you provide me a list of things I'm allowed to put in the bin, please?
Rubbish. Rubbish. Start there. Righto, let's go.
All right, 2 minute warning. Kicking off with Adelaide. That's me.
Yeah.
contract talks have opened with Tex.
Yeah.
31 years old, out of contract, haven't invested here in a long time.
Yeah.
Sort of interesting what he's worth at the moment. One of the best three on form, second best key forward in the comp.
What would he be now, you reckon?
As in?
I reckon he's on a big deal now. It's coming out of a big
Would
one.
He be 700 now?
No.
Tex?
No.
What would he be getting paid right now? I reckon he'd be getting paid.
How many years was this deal that he's on?
I reckon it was three because last year we were talking about, he's cooked, he's done.
Yeah.
Oh, can you believe he's still got another year?
Yeah. I don't think he's in that range for money anymore.
No, God no.
The question at the start of the year was,
does he
get another contract?
Yeah, but now he's their best.
I reckon 450.
Yeah, you know what? For him, if you're Tex, you don't have a flag, you don't have much success other than that grand final that was in a disaster.
Mm.
So you don't want to get paid $800,000 a year because then you're not getting anyone else in the door. You're not keeping
Let's throw this up as a – because I know he's probably thinking about been a captain and everything, wants to start Adelaide. But we see a lot of the like other players like midfielders and stuff jump clubs at this age for a flag.
Texan ain't leaving.
I didn't think so. But
who was the last one of 31 to jump to a premiership?
Well, there's all the blokes jumping at Geelong. There's the 30
that was a serious question. Who is the last to jump at an age?
Sean Burgoyne went to Hawthorn when he was 35 and he's still
young. Yeah, now he's 73.
Well, Burgoyne is probably the one.
But I don't know how old
it took years for him to get it, though.
Yeah.
He left it. He was at the club in 2010, I reckon.
Yeah.
So didn't win one till 13.
It's pretty rare. It doesn't really happen too often.
Not for
an older guy.
Oh, he definitely
Big Lee Brown?
Yeah, but it was a bit – it wasn't jumping for a premiership.
And he's not in the ilk of
– He was D'd and then ended up being a ruckman.
He made it for
He actually created a new role in the game, which is great.
Tex will be there. It's a no-brainer.
450?
five maybe. Yeah. And I think that's a good thing for everybody.
Sam, sharp button. I loved it. Well done.
That was very good. Normally, Josh lets Adelaide run for 4 minutes.
Yeah, you think, shit, we've covered actually their whole season.
I got Brisbane. The win against North Melbourne, far from convincing.
Yeah.
But Tassie, you know, weird things happen in Tassie.
There's some ordinary games down there.
There is. The weather is odd, and particularly cold. Hobart. Seems to be super windy in Hobart.
Yeah, great.
I wanted to just talk about Jared Lyons. I know we do talk about him a little bit. I think more than any other podcast, we give Jared Lyons the love he deserves. Yeah. But 36
keeps
disposals
he's underrated.
Again.
He's talking about 40% of the time.
Well, he's rated about correctly on this podcast.
I looked at him as a Brownlow chance during last week.
Yep.
And he was still like $34 or something.
Yeah,
and I was a bit like,
he gets no love.
Gee, there's no Lachie Neal forever, so, and he's been their best player.
I've got some players here, and I want you to tell me if he's averaging more disposals or they are.
Okay.
Are you ready? Tuke Miller.
Tuke bit more?
I'd go Tuke.
Incorrect. Jack Steele.
No.
So
Lions.
Who has more?
Lions.
Say the name.
Lions.
Yes. Nah, yes, correct. Petrarca.
Lions.
Correct. Jake Lloyd.
Lions.
Correct. Seeing a trend here. Bontempelli. Yeah.
Bont.
No.
Oh, I'm surprised that's
Mills, Travis Boak. Yeah. He's 12th in the AFL in disposals. The only one ahead of him that you'd be shocked at is his sort of spirit animal twin in Keys.
Yeah.
From Adelaide.
Really?
They're similar guys. We always talk about them together. You can't mention one without mentioning the other at this point.
Brisbane get a lot of credit for getting one.
Yeah.
Adelaide don't
it's
get a lot of
like
credit. It's
almost like mentioning Scott Pendlebury and his basketball background. On this pod, if you
basketball.
Mention Jared Lyons, you have to mention Keys.
Oh, how about the basketball today, X?
Oh, no, you won't believe what I just did.
That was insane.
I just had a look to check what Jared Lyons was paying.
Oh, no.
And you saw the results?
And I saw the account balance.
So X told us before this pod to not mention the NBA results, and we've all been very good so far. A little bit of gentle prodding and teasing, but you've scored it for yourself.
Yeah, I didn't. A none from four. Must have been none from four because nothing went in. Hey, Carlton, no, we did the lines at the start of the year. What, it would have been a few months ago now.
Yes.
Carlton's line was 10.5. I went back to listen what our opinion was on.
Can we guess what it was?
Yeah.
I reckon we all went under.
All under. No locks, though. I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
And the comment was, actually, you've locked them every single year. And I was like, yeah. Don't know why I didn't lock them. But we were all unders.
Yep.
Spoke about they've got nothing, essentially. Yep. Why they picked up those players, Williams, Saad, what are they doing? Cripps, we were a bit unsure whether he was a star of the competition. We saw a question come through about Cripps.
Yeah.
Is Cripps overrated or rated where he's at or
performing
underrated?
Performing or underperforming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's performing now, isn't he? Like, he's just at the level. He's not performing to his usual standard, I suppose.
Game's changed. No longer you can have a lapdog blocking for you at every stoppage you hit to.
But I wonder what we would have picked over under if you had said, like, without any other context, at this point of the year, Harry McKay will lead the club with 41.
That's a good point.
And Sam Walsh will be in All-Australian form.
Yeah, you would have said.
No, we're going unders.
That would have been
over. So would have gone
unders? Nah, still unders.
The other question we got is how much longer until David Teague goes? That was kind of a listless performance. No, I don't think it's much longer till he goes.
You think they're going to get
I would
jumped.
Think so. Yep.
I mean, how's he go? How's it rough?
Yeah.
It's not his fault. It's the people who brought those players into the club.
And the thing
who thought that Zach Williams was a $900,000 player?
Yeah.
Well, no one. Here's the other question you've got to ask, right?
Yeah.
When these high-profile reviews come into play, it's pretty rare that the coach survives. There's two prime examples of it, Bomber Thompson and Damien Hardwick, that both led to flags.
Yeah.
But most of the time, these reviews lead to something outright.
Yeah.
And even if they do stick with them, they don't usually lead to flags.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare. Now, do they think that he's the next Damien Hardwick or the next Bomber Thompson? Tortured genius? I don't think so.
And a destination club isn't getting random people to your club.
Well, they're
destination only, club getting the stars there.
And they're only a destination club because of their history. They're not. There's nothing based on the last 20
years. But they're talking about players that have turned up there recently.
Yeah.
Like people, because you're paying them $200,000 extra.
You know who's escaping? Jack Martin's not getting talked about.
Well,
he has not lifted
not
a finger.
There, is he?
No, he's out there. He's out there.
He's out there.
Yeah. I know he got injured at the start of the year, but he just hasn't. Since he got there, he has not been what we thought he could be. I was high.
You,
I know.
I wasn't, and you made me apologise.
And then he had that one good game. You were on top of it.
First ever game. Yeah.
I
3 or 4.
Very early on.
And I had to apologise.
Collingwood. So 9 games remaining. Robert Harvey will take over this week. I want to throw up a left field candidate. I think he might have got spoken about a couple of times last year. But I reckon a good one for him, a coaching candidate, would be a Simon Lloyd.
No.
You don't like Simon Lloyd?
I don't know Simon Lloyd.
Simon Lloyd, head of footy at Geelong. Now, started as a psych at Collingwood, was head of development at Freo and assistant coach.
A little bit of a Chris Fagan mould.
Yeah, there's sort of that Chris Fagan, like, hasn't had a crack at the top job yet.
Does he want it?
But has done every other job.
What is he like, administration?
He's done the level 4 coaching course.
Yeah, is that just, you know, psychs and whatever. Is he a psych?
Well, he was an assistant coach.
But they love that now.
No, well, he's a head of footy.
Isn't that in vogue? Like, oh,
he's got, you know, all the elements.
Strength, no, but you know, people, actual smart people like Lloyd,
yeah,
like to upskill in everything. You know, when you, yeah, when you, right, see,
yeah,
and they've got everything ticked off, and you're like, yeah, Jesus Christ,
where do you get time? MBA and they don't need it.
Where do you get the, where's your time, yeah, to do all that? Yeah. Like, maybe level 4 is just like, I want to be the very, very best at everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't whereas I'm like, coach.
Shit, did I get 52%? That was a waste of time.
Yeah. That's a pass.
So I don't mind you throwing up random, mate, because I think everyone's narrowed down to a handful of dudes. The one I thought, just speaking at Collingwood, is Nathan Buckley, let's say Teague's not there. Is he?
Absolutely.
He would be, right? Yeah. Because I don't know if we discussed how well he left.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys, I know the game hadn't finished last week, but polished. My goodness. Talk about an exit. That's an exit. And if you're Carlton, you're going, well, he's right there. He's age prime. He's coached a bunch. He's. Yeah.
Can you imagine? So Chris Judd obviously had a stack of media, full Optus Park or whatever it was called, for the practicing clubs or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. Getting Buckley in
would
almost have a similar,
yeah,
we've stolen one, even just though they've agreed to disappear. Not Judd, but like the coach, oh, we're invested, you know, he's going to call it out early, he's going to get rid of a few. Yep.
And I think if you're Buckley, yes, there's the temptation to take a year off, but I reckon if it's there, you take it.
Oh, yes.
Because you don't know when the next one's coming.
Absolutely, I'm with you.
Okay, two questions. Are Essendon fun now?
Is that
Where did that come from? From being the most boring team in the history of football to suddenly being fun.
Mate, my team of the week this week, I put, for centre-half forward, Harry Jones in.
Yeah, he was cracking him.
He took 5 contested marks and the sixth one was the biggest one, and they gave it to Hooker for a free kick.
That's right.
We kicked in the middle of the mark.
My second question, is there a player in the AFL with a bigger gap between their best and their worst than Jake Stringer?
Oh, no.
He looked like the best player in the AFL yesterday.
That was the best game for the season.
It's unbelievable.
From anybody.
But he does this once a year, right?
Anybody.
Yeah. Oh.
He had 30 and kicked 4.
He was the best player on the ground by 100 miles.
He tackled.
He does this.
I thought he had no arms.
Maybe not to that level, but he does that once a year where you're like,
package
holy
behavior.
Crap.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm starting a petition to change the name of the package, because the package is missing something. It's not a full package.
Nah.
The thing he's missing is consistency. Yes, in one game he can throw the package. That was the package game. But he's not the package all the time.
I still stand by those players who they bought in. Not so much Stringer now. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Yep.
But Dylan Scheel and Devin Smith, they need to be your bottom fifth, not bottom, of the 22. Yeah. They need to be player 15.
Well, Devin Smith's just a role player now.
Dylan Scheel. Yeah. Yeah. Someone said on radio yesterday, like, oh, you know, interviewing Andy McGrath, like, oh, aside from Dylan Scheel, Zach Merritt's been a really good midfielder. I was like, Dylan Scheel, he's not even their best 5 midfielders.
No, and Smith yesterday, I forgot he was out.
Yeah, no.
But Stringer, his
Draper,
most.
Hawthorne just kicked it to him. Non-stop.
Yeah. The thing with Stringer is I was looking at yesterday was, one, yes, he's out of contract, but two, when he goes into the middle, he has that sort of like super strong, almost the
dusty fend off. It's all about him in there, isn't it? Like, I'm going to get this footy.
He is, and he gets it.
Yeah.
And
no, it's crazy.
How powerful does he look?
Yeah, you know, we're going to sit here next week and go, oh, Jake Stringer, Jesus Christ.
But that's what's going to happen for 3 weeks. He won't touch the footy.
100%.
Yep.
Fremantle, Adam Chera, I know we go around in circles.
Yeah.
He hasn't signed.
Yep.
At what stage does Longy go, nah, I'm not playing you?
No, because it's not at that stage.
Yeah.
At what stage does it happen?
No, because he's going to stay. I firmly believe he's going to stay. It's going to be one of those.
Do you reckon because the market's not as big as what he thought over East?
No, it's not that. The market's fine.
Like, Ross Lyon trying to sell him to Carlton on the weekend.
If he wants to go,
Ross is going to Collingwood for sure.
Yeah.
If Chera wants to go, he can go and he'll get paid and he'll get the deal he wants. Like, he's at that point. He'll get paid more money to stay here.
Yep.
He knows that. And that's, he will. The Dockers know they have to pay a little overs to keep him. They just do. And he wants a shorter term deal. They want a longer term deal. These is all the things they're working through, but I firmly believe he'll be at the Fremantle.
So what numbers are we talking?
$750 a year to stay. That's a 2-year deal.
That's got me rooted.
I think you're wrong on Chera. Like, I know you don't think he's a horrible player, but I actually think he could be an All-Australian level player.
When?
Pretty soon. I wouldn't be surprised.
$750 would want to be next year.
If he stays at Fremantle, I wouldn't be surprised if he's at that level within 18 months. But if he goes, it changes everything because it's a new environment. I don't know what that's going to do, who's around him. But
and me need to go to the footy.
I think the path's there for him.
watch.
Yeah.
Go Chera watch.
Okay.
I've had an argument with Naismith the other day.
Yeah.
He was on the Bolton, like you two knobs.
Yeah.
On the Bolton.
No, I never said that was a good trade.
You thought it was just, well, reasonable.
I was just talking about what Duff said. And
yeah. Now we, you and I need to sit and go.
Watch Adam Chera. What is it that you don't like?
Just doesn't grab the game by the scruff of the neck.
Well, that he's 22.
No, but like Brayshaw. Brayshaw's daylighted him.
Yeah, but they're different players.
So what's Brayshaw worth
then? Because he's in the guts. Probably about
Brayshaw's
the same.
Brayshaw's worth, yeah, 800.
Oh, please. Brayshaw's a two classes above.
I think you need both. It's like the taco ad. You've got to have both of these guys. They're different. Like one's hard, one's soft.
Will either of them be all Australians?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both will. We need
one
a bet.
Will be.
Within 5 years, they'll
Hawthorne.
Both have one.
I'm going to punch you.
Or Geelong. No, we're at Geelong. So the 1-2-3 punch, the Paul Cameron Rowan.
Yeah.
Do you think they expected this to work for Rowan like it has, bringing Cameron in? Or they just thought we're bringing another great key forward? All of a sudden, like,
probably
you
can, not.
Like it's just been an added bonus, hasn't it?
Before we continue, did he hit that ball perfectly? Yeah, it went through the middle, but did Gary Rowan strike that ball perfectly?
Oh, not perfect.
Nah, I thought it was going right. And I think everyone thought it was going right.
It came right back
bit
there.
Of a
Joel Selwood, so I played a lot of football at IGBM, GABO.
Yeah.
And he goes, never really seen too many swing from right to left from that position. So, but yeah, no, Gary Rowan outstanding. Hawkins is the most unselfish forward in the game, has been for a few years with goal assist.
And then you
I just think you go, well,
Cameron
there you
uses
go.
It so well up and the field as well.
But you never underestimate the fact that two stars, superstars even, really up forward, Gary Rowan is now getting the third best defender. And he's really good over his
head. He's good over his head,
That's the thing about Rowan.
You chuck it down there, and then if there's two on two, and then the other person.
But he's always had it. There's always been parts of Rowan where it's Stringer-esque, where you're like, for a quarter, he can look like an all-Australian level player.
Yeah.
But he'll disappear for two quarters at the same time.
He'll end with 3 goals and 10 disposals. He'll have 5 and 3 in a quarter.
But he seems to be racking up a fair few of these moments.
Yeah, no.
He had one a couple of years back when he against Sydney or when he was playing for Sydney? I can't remember. There was
a quarter and he just kicked four or something. Yeah,
he's had some moments now. And arguably, if he hadn't been injured so many times, he might have had more by now. He's always had something.
Out of the hub. And you know,
wasn't great in the hub.
Wasn't great in the hub
for multiple reasons.
Wasn't a great year for him.
What are you talking about?
Some people thrived in the hub. Some didn't.
Yeah,
that's scandalous.
Where's that siren? Where's that siren?
That's scandalous, boys. I'm shocked that you do.
I just want to talk about the level of footy.
Don't engage
that
in
that bottle
kind
of Coke Zero you're drinking there. Influence.
Yeah. I actually just got a message from F45. I'm getting a bombardment of today of F45 and gyms and.
Do you pay for your F45 membership?
No.
Mm.
I don't have one.
Oh, good. Gold Coast?
Yeah, Gold Coast.
Okay, so I like the Gold Coast Suns. I spent a lot of time up in the Gold Coast last year. The club was very accommodating to everybody who was there. We like Stewie Jew. We like Lukosius. We like a lot of the players.
Yeah.
But there's no denying that whatever they're doing is not working. It hasn't worked. They've had multiple chances at it. We're years into this now. We 10, 11 years in?
Mm.
It's not working. And then you see yesterday when Essendon plays Hawthorn in Tassie and you see that crowd and you see how pumped everyone was.
Maybe they should relocate Essendon to Tassie. That'd be good. I was going to tweet that. I thought, no, I'm not.
That was great. That was the best Tasmania game because it was an actual game, like a good game.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Or a close game.
But that's that Tasmania.
Gold Coast got to the stage where they had crowds. Though.
Did they?
They did. Yeah, we played it. Yeah.
1 year where they got close.
Yeah.
Right.
Where Gaz Ablett was flying and Harley Bernal was going well.
There's a world where it works, but everything has to go right.
I don't think there is a world. Well, look at every other sport.
No other. Rugby league hasn't worked.
The world where it works is they're the best team in the AFL, but getting them to that point is the hard part because do players stay? You know, do they like playing in front of no crowds or in the dewy conditions?
No.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because they've got to go like a Wildcats model over here where they have to win all the time, but you've got to be out there in the community doing the whole lot. And how do you attract big names? Be like, yeah, but you'll have to do twice as much community stuff as anywhere
school
else.
Visits. Yeah.
Is it time?
We'll pay you well, but
is it time? Stewie Jew just goes, Isaac Rankin. I don't care what number you were drafted. You're down in the twos for a while. Ben King, 3 disposals.
Well, he's done that with a couple of guys. He did it with Ainsworth. He's just gone, mate.
It's not.
Yeah, but he Ainsworth was getting games on draft position and talent rather than performance.
Still
and he
very,
did,
very
he did drop him.
Ainsworth.
Will Brody's the same. He can't get a gig now. They've basically put a line through him. Like even guys like Fiorini who were getting sort of junk stats and racking them up, he's not getting a game now.
Fiorini came in as a sub on the weekend. But Rankin had like 7 disposals and nothing at halftime. Game over.
I know. It's a bit of a worry.
Mm.
I just can't see the end of the line. And the whole point was Tassie deserves a team, and these guys have got one, and it's not working.
That's right. Giants, Toby Green, tip your hat. How was he not? Someone did not put him in the best players on the ground on the weekend when they gave the votes. A broadcaster.
Huh?
Did not put him in.
That's got to be a mistake.
What about Toby Green's tribunal record? Have you guessed how many times he's been reported?
How many?
30?
19 times. Good. How many times he's been found guilty?
17.
19. Not once been found not guilty, Toby Green.
Can I ask you, you've probably got something you want to talk about.
Yeah, I've got one little tidbit.
Okay, you go.
Did you hear what Phil Davis said about Jacob Hopper?
What did he say?
Best midfielder he has ever played with.
What? Really?
Yep, Jacob Hopper.
Him and you think like...
He has lost a bit of the puppy fat.
Mm. Best he's ever played with.
Yeah, played with Danger in Adelaide, obviously, too.
Played with Danger. He's played with Rory Sloane.
Mate, yeah.
Callum Ward in his prime.
Kelly.
Cornelio.
Yeah, said, hands there, Taranto.
What, going to be the best ever or already is?
Tracking there and ready to go. Jesus. And I looked at it and he is...
Tracking.
Moving well, getting the body shapes changed. Mm-hmm. And I reckon we said it earlier in the podcast, like early in the year. Geez, Hopper looks like he's a different shape.
Skinny Hopper.
Yeah. Whereas Green's a fat Hopper at the moment.
You watch him running around.
That's why there's hope for Green. Yeah. He's going to become Hopper.
Yeah. Well, you watch him running around, you think that guy looks like a top five mid.
So if you said to me Chera or Hopper, not even in the same world.
Yeah. No, I'd take Hopper.
Are they the same draft?
No, there are a few. Hopper was a couple of years beforehand.
Yeah, and Hopper's been a slow burn.
No, he has. Well, I reckon he just couldn't move from contest to contest.
Yeah.
He was heading towards more Ollie Wines first seven or eight years.
If you're the Giants, don't you this offseason go, hey, Tom, can you just move in with Jacob?
Yeah, just see what he does.
Everything
but
he
eats. But we forget that it's Tom Green's second year of football.
Yeah. But you want him to have that rig a year sooner than Jacob figured it out.
Shit, Hopper's 24.
Yeah, not as young as you think.
Well, he'd want to be good then.
And just quickly on the Toby Green stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
Joel Selwood getting what he got. Wow, that's Toby.
I did see that. I only just saw that today.
I know he's your mate, Joel Selwood, so you're going to go too hard.
Joel Selwood punched me in the face one day 50 metres off the ball and got nothing.
Did he get nothing?
You know, your vision was inconclusive, was what the AFL reported.
If Toby Green does the same stuff, does Toby Green get a game for that?
Oh, he
does,
right? And public lynching.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yep.
I love you, Joel.
Hawthorn. If Tom Mitchell wants to go, so this was flagged last week that he's sort of...
Yeah, but then he said he was happy.
Buy round fodder. That's what I put it down to.
Yeah, it came across as one of those, mid-season trade, there's not a lot happening. He's happy to go if the club's happy to go and someone's happy to take him. But if that does happen, doesn't that work for everybody? They'll get a good pick for him or a couple of picks. He'll be able to go. He won't have to. So it'll be a Melbourne club.
I thought he was so good yesterday. I know.
Yeah, he was. But
I know you're not always
the
biggest fan of... I love the way he plays, but I know you don't like the little cheaps. And he wasn't doing that yesterday.
No.
He was extracting so many hard
balls.
When
he was coming back from his leg, he was trying to get,
get
the numbers up.
No,
I'm a Tom Mitchell man through and through, absolutely. The bit that threw me yesterday was obviously rooting for Hawthorn.
Mm.
Yeah, Jay Gray Muir is coming out of full forward at times just to play, who's your joker, mate? You know, the
Scrimshaw.
No, the one you did the stupid tweet joke about.
Newcomb.
To get Newcomb in there, who was obviously having an off day, and then there was another one in there.
Bramble, the kid.
Yeah, and they were just getting smacked, and O'Meara was at full forward, and then I was like, where's Mitchell gone? Yeah. And then Mitchell was sitting
at that at the start of the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
They lost the game then.
Then Mitchell was coming in. I was like, he must have been on the bench for a while, and they kicked him in the forward line. Yeah. I was a little bit like, well, that's not going to work. So they need Tom Mitchell there, and they need O'Meara in there, because when they were in there, it actually looked like the arm wrestle was going to happen.
Because then if you got O'Meara, Mitchell, and Shields, you've got a midfield. That's an AFL-level midfield, and you're able to win clearances. But when they didn't, Stringer just pants
them. They took the piss.
Yeah.
And every single time they did it, the commentators even said, and credit to them, so I was like, the Clarko, very inexperienced midfield.
Mm.
Like, give him the games, but don't give him the clearances. Yeah. Like,
Scrim was pretty good yesterday.
Is he ringing?
Yeah.
Virtual liking.
And he wasn't playing on Stringer. Melbourne, that's me. Yeah. Okay, so I just basically wanted to have a look at their draw and see how this looks on the run home. So they got the Bombers.
Expected to win, but that'll be an exciting game to watch.
It will be. GWS.
Expected to win. They'll start favourites.
Yeah. Port Adelaide.
They'll start favourites. Exciting game.
Hawthorn, they'll win that. Gold Coast should win that. Bulldogs, West Coast,
toss up.
At Optus.
Toss up, yeah.
Adelaide and Geelong. So four of their last nine are
four is a tough run. Mm.
That's a big tough run home.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get a gauge because I've been in and out on the Bulldogs, the Demons. How are you guys feeling now? Because I think I'm being vindicated.
I just spoke to somebody today that I reckon when I did that All-Australian half-year team, I think I had seven Ds in.
I think one of them slipped out.
Salem maybe slipped out.
Salem was on the bench.
But you go, that is six or seven players playing at their best. Mm. Maybe Max Gorn's got another level, but Petrarca's playing at his best we've seen. Does Oliver's he have an extra 10%? Oliver, does he have an extra 10%? May, does he have more? Salem, does he have more?
Yep.
Langdon on the wing, does he have more?
Yeah.
Are they at absolute capacity, or do they, what they're doing at the moment might be good enough to win a flag. Mm. That, the 100% of what they're doing now, that might be good enough. But I reckon they need to go another 10% to those players who are in the Australian team at the moment, you'd think.
Mm.
Do they have the extra 10%? That's the only concern. Mm. What they're doing now is good enough to win the flag.
I think so too. They've just got to get past Geelong on that last
day. I kind of think that you're right. This is their best version
they're,
of themselves.
They're going as best they can because yeah. You know, you even think that other players like Jackson, they're not a liability. You and your kids so in there, like you're
Trent,
like,
Trent Rivers are
they
kind
of like, they're going well.
Are they like that horse that just leads the whole race and then it drifts away? Is that what you think it might happen?
No, I'm
so
just
so the Tigers, the Dogs.
Well, actually, for the first time ever in my life, back the Melbourne Cup winner this year, and he led.
Start from finish.
And led and kept leading. So maybe their 100% is good enough at the moment.
Could be.
North Melbourne. Are we tipping our hats to North Melbourne a fraction? They've gone from being absolutely smacked around from pillar to post and diabolical against Richmond. Someone else got hold of them by over 100. Do we now look at it and go, Ben Cunnington's back in the side?
Mm. Yep, playing well.
Tarrant's back in the side. Jai Simpkins progressed really nicely, I think. I think if he was at a, you know, we hate saying this, transfer him into a Collingwood, and you're like, gee whiz, he's tough. He's so skinny and small, but he goes hard. Do we think Noble's on the right track?
So I reckon when you're in their situation, you want to do a few things. You want to play games without getting smacked.
Which they were getting done early.
They were, but they're not now.
Mm.
You want to find some kids, which they found a couple. I still think they need to give some more
but
time.
But I think the kids that they've found are ones that have been there for a while, like Tarrant Thomas, Davis Junior. Like, I think that they're the ones that we're highlighting, not Powell.
Well, Powell's been pretty good, but we haven't seen enough of
Phillips.
We haven't seen Eddie Ford. We haven't seen Spicer, who's now injured. But they need to get more of that.
Because
my other concern was you want to find some, and I don't, because Zeeble's playing pretty well, Hall's playing well, Cunnington's playing well, they're getting Dumont and Simkin, who are still young guys, but they're all consuming all the stuff now. So you're not getting Phillips getting, you know, 10, 12 centre clearances a game or power. Like, it's drifting away. And that would be my only concern. Otherwise, everything's fine. But you don't want to just be like, Zeeble's getting 30 and Hall's getting 30.
That doesn't make sense to me, the Zeeble role. That doesn't make sense to me at all. Yeah. It hasn't for the whole season.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just turf him. And like.
But if you're going to dump the ball into the pocket.
Yep.
Put a kid there to have it dumped to them.
Yeah.
Get a kid's numbers up.
But the good thing is they're not winning. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you don't want to suddenly win five out of the last
seven. They've turned competitive enough without.
You don't want to get pick six all of a sudden.
No, I think they're going a long way to pick one.
Which
will be Dacos.
Which could be Dacos. Well,
and then Darcy.
Horny. Also Luke Darcy's
big, big Horn might is
Jason
there.
Horn.
That's who they want, big Horny.
The South Australian kid is cool.
Yeah.
Luke Darcy's boy.
Yeah, he's, but he's father's son too.
But they'll have to bid for him.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah, they'll have to match it.
Don't come over me like that.
No, because it's the academy ones you can't bid for this year. Father sons you can. Academy ones first 20 picks, it's open slather.
Yeah.
Is this me? Port Adelaide. Just Ollie Wines appreciation.
And the usual hate. I thought you were going to hate on Port Adelaide. That's what you do every week.
No, I just don't think they can win the flag.
Okay.
I like Port Adelaide. Connor Rosie's back in form, which is very good.
And Butters is running again.
Butters
is
running again.
He's running and kicking footballs.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting.
I don't think he's the difference between them, though, winning and losing.
Yeah, but like I think I said this two weeks ago, you're adding him for nothing. Mm. So you're already a pretty good side, and then you throw in this.
But I reckon every club's got one of them.
Yeah, of course. But if he comes in and can be healthy and strong, they're a better side with him.
Yeah.
So they're 5% better, maybe.
Agreed. No, but every club's got one.
Does have one. Are there any clubs without? Is anyone injured at Melbourne?
No. No one fantastic.
So Melbourne are pretty much the only
one. No one in their best 10. And Tomlinson obviously was.
Tiny?
I suppose, but he's.
I'm not a big
He's in that range. Yeah. He's in that range.
But yeah, Ollie Wines on the weekend, another 43, six inside 50s, five intercepts, so doing it at both ends.
Can he win the Brownlow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He missed a couple. he might be paying $41, I think. Having done my research.
Wow,
he was $81 when we tried.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they were sleepy on him.
Jesus.
Hey, talk about the shout-outs. Bloody Motlop.
Yeah, great game for him.
26 disposals, 2 goals. Now, his footy's been pretty good the last month.
Yeah. Mm. And he does this a couple of times a year, Motlop. He reminds you how good he can be, and that's why he's in that team.
He makes an opposition player look stupid every week.
He's a really beautiful player.
Bad for the Suns, though, that they're the team that can have a Stephen Motlop game against them. That was the Suns of 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Some random, like, yeah, but know, he has been fading.
He has been good the last month because he came in for Fantasia.
Yep.
Not came in or took that role or whatever. And I remember thinking in the Geelong game the week before, it was pretty good. So, But all he wants. Just watch his face.
Yeah, you're going to be so happy with himself.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I don't want to get me hopes
not
up.
Not getting ahead of yourself. Richmond, so six of their last nine are at the MCG, and their three away games.
That's outrageous. They were three away.
I know, but their three aways are all against teams that aren't in the eight.
Yeah.
Gold Coast, Freo, and GWS.
So they got to do it tough again.
What are you saying, nine in a row?
Well, I'm saying they could easily win eight, seven, eight, nine of those. Like, it's possible. Anyone who's riding off the Tigers is silly.
Yeah.
Dusty turns 30 this week. Do you know that? Yeah. Were we shocked about that? Did we think he was 30?
Yeah, I thought he was 27.
I was thought like 28 range.
No, I think when he was peak, I was like, shit, he's right peak age, like a 26, 27.
So we still think he's in that space, right?
You've got to pick one player.
For one game?
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty.
Not even close. If you say to me, you've got to win this game, it's a grand final, and you're picking anyone from the schoolyard, he's my first pick.
Okay.
I'd agree with that.
Who's yours?
I reckon Petrarca's.
So you're standing there, every player's lined up.
No, well, history shows
all, it's
Dusty.
It's for all the chocolates.
History shows Dusty,
yeah, so you're not taking Petrarca.
Well, Petrarca this season in the beer has had more big moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're home and away games. Season. Dusty does it on the big day.
Yeah.
In the big quarters. In when it
Dusty's only won one best and fairest.
It's three norms.
Yeah.
So you're taking him for that one game.
No, I agree. But like, let's.
Oh, regular season Dusty.
Don't punch down on Christian.
Is not the same. It's like LeBron. Like, in regular
why
season.
Why Christian Petrarca?
What's he done?
He's great. I love Christian Petrarca.
You hate
but
him
you know how.
He's Italian. There's an issue there. Right?
You know how LeBron takes, you know, some games, some weeks, a bit lighter. It's like that with Dusty. He's figured it out. He's
NBA players are the softest sporting people in the world.
A lot of resting.
A lot of broken legs and ankles. And I've been watching it enough lately. To know that they hobble off a lot and miss one day.
Yeah.
Come back and they're fine.
So maybe they're really tough.
I was watching the Euros, like some guy was on the ground. I was like, I've got to get up, mate, you're an idiot.
I reckon the soccer player's got it covered.
He got headbutted in the back of the head when you saw the replay. I was like, that would hurt.
St Kilda.
Predicts St Kilda, right. Come September 1, they're obviously not making finals. What is going to happen over the next 2 months at St Kilda Football Club?
It's not going to be good.
What is going to happen from top down?
Well, I think that club's in a really bad space.
Didn't help with the bye week stuff and Seb Ross. And
I wrote something for the paper about that.
What'd you write?
I thought Carrow copped a fair bit of heat, which you might say was rightly so, but I think St Kilda need to cop a lot more because that info doesn't just come from nowhere. Mm. Like, Carrow doesn't just go out and say that.
She does sometimes.
Well, she had a crack it. I thought that was a massive contradiction too. I tried to squeeze that in my piece, but I didn't.
A fair contradiction.
Massive contradiction. So I think that the thing is that St Kilda need to look at themselves and go, why does a game against Adelaide in Cairns have to matter so much? Mm. It's because we're a rabble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're in a good spot, if that's Richmond.
Up, though.
Well, that's Richmond. They send those blokes home. And they, there's no.
So Carrie does mention Richmond in her couple of little monologues.
Mm. Yeah.
Are we forgetting that Shane Edwards didn't join the hub
exactly.
and Basher Hooley didn't join
but
the
this
hub?
This is what I'm saying. Like, it's fine for those clubs to do it, but St Kilda does it and they make a big song and dance about it and everyone else makes a big song and dance.
Someone's talking to Caro about it from St Kilda.
No, I agree, yeah. No,
that's my point.
Hey, what do you think of this?
We're not happy about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's in my... from the top down, something has to change. I mean, even the CEO being, Simon Lethlean being appointed the CEO, having been sacked from his job at the AFL for having relationships in the workplace,
and
it's just the whole, every sort of level there's something.
It's not alright. It's not right.
Will Ratten be there next year?
I don't necessarily think Ratten's the problem. He may be the fall guy, but I don't think he's the problem.
Well, they've recruited pretty similar to Carlton, I reckon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's the list manager at St Kilda? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Is it Cripps?
The other thing I wanted to mention is the day after Caro went on Footy Classified and had a huge crack, you didn't hear from anyone. And that, to me...
That was poor.
Correct.
No, someone said now's not a bad time, St Kilda.
Yeah.
Pop up.
If it was wrong, that's what I mean. If it was wrong, you'd come out at 9 a.m, you'd invite every news camera and you'd say, we don't feel like this, we support
the
Seb
AFLPA
Ross.
The AFLPA were the ones that...
Yeah.
Nothing from St Kilda. Crickets.
And they fought hard for the... They fought hard for the Missy Higgins headline to be removed.
Yeah, correct. But didn't go back at this
James
one.
Gallagher.
James Gallagher is the list manager at St Kilda, so that bloke...
How did they have such an issue with a stupid headline that I thought was great, and they leave Seb Ross, two-time Best and Fairest winner, and Tim Emery...
Hanging out to dry. Contradiction City.
To Sydney... Oh, I just Joel Amati.
Hey, Amati.
Oh, yeah, Jolly.
He's been great.
He's been really good.
Where the hell does he come from?
They just keep plucking dudes.
Yeah, he just comes in as a ruck forward, like probably spend more time in the ruck than forward.
Yeah.
Watch Rhino overemphasize this Italian guy after he hates Christian.
Well, Amati's not Italian.
What's his last name?
Amati.
Amati?
M-E-R-T-Y?
Oh, no, he's not.
No, he's not Italian.
Okay.
No.
I was hoping there was like some sort of I-O.
Oh, no, a lot of my family's Italian. I love Italian people.
Yeah, yeah, oh, don't you have lined up an Italian aunt to feed you?
Yeah, my auntie's Italian. She's going to feed me while I'm in Sydney.
When are you in quarantine? Oh, before you go.
Coming back.
Did you see that the Ugandan athlete got done?
Yeah.
What happens to them?
Well, he's in quarantine. He's been shelved off. The rest of them are fine.
Sorry, Marty, we've chopped in with the Ugandan athlete.
Yeah, no, mate, quick, boom, there's that goal. He took a mark on the 50, looked everywhere to kick it, and then off two steps just drilled it through the middle.
Oh, there's something there.
Yeah, he's a hell of a find.
There's something there on a lot of them.
Yeah. Do you reckon they're going to hang in the eight?
Nah.
You think they're going to drop off?
They're the slightest, yeah. I reckon Giants have just started to flex a fraction.
It's really not as close.
They'll get Canelio back soon. If they can work him in the right way.
But I don't know.
Jacob Hopper's the best midfielder.
It's almost like Canelio needs to.
Well, it's going to decide him
not
the way.
Play. Yeah. Because they've all of a sudden got something working nicely.
Got engaged the other day.
Yeah, then, good. Yeah, great. So Brad Crouch.
But with him, it's going to be. He comes in and puts them over the edge to the good side.
Hopefully.
Or he comes in and the chemistry goes back to being
Taranto's shares. A little bit less. Hopper's a little bit less. Yeah. Tom Green, I think, has done a couple of nice things.
Yeah. So you've got to bring him in either way because he's, you know, captain still, technically. Yeah. So you bring him in and see what happens. But he could.
I think Clarko dropped Richie Vandenberg when he was captain or left him out.
Right. It does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought he was smoking for the Brown one. Yeah, he's done it already.
Has this been a long one, Sammy? Yeah, a little bit. No?
On the 2 minutes.
Just keeping on your toes. West Coast. Okay, so Shuey, Shepherd, McGovern, Kelly all back this week.
Go again.
Shuey, Shepherd, McGovern, Kelly. Four big ins.
Yeah.
Massive inclusions.
Is it five? Someone said five.
Who's the fifth one?
Shepherd, Kelly, Shuey, McGovern.
Do they just count Yo as like a recent one? Or Willie's back today?
Are they talking about Witherden?
Maybe Witherden.
He played well in the waffle on the weekend. Yeah. No, look, the reinforcements are coming in a big way. Obviously, that win last week was super impressive. I heard you guys covered that really well. But it's do we now believe that with those guys on the park, if they can keep them there with the momentum?
We're going to the G, baby.
they are a shot, right? They are a shot.
Oh, I haven't. I still think even when they get those guys back off, just.
So if it clicks.
Their draw's pretty good.
But so I just assume they're not going to be all together.
Yeah.
The draw's pretty good. So they got to go to Sydney and play at the SCG and actually break the real hoodoo, which is playing at Sydney at the SCG.
But I'd be taking Eagles in that.
Yes.
I reckon.
Adelaide away, Collingwood away, Brisbane away at the last round, and Fremantle was the Fremantle Derby.
To think we talk about Richmond having a couple of away games, and then you think about the WA clubs going away, home, away, home, away, home, away, home, all the way out.
It's kind of ridiculous.
And there was that talk of when they faded at the end of the West Coast game, like, oh, they've had a pretty bad travel.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Eagles. If they're full strength, I love it.
Yeah, but they can't.
But it needs to be like an actual spark.
But they got to scrape into the four and need the double chance.
They need the double chance to win.
We say they don't, but they probably do.
History says
they do. Yeah, that's right.
Because then, like Collingwood last year, you're one bad final away and you're out.
Yeah.
You know, one game where things don't go your way and you're done. Mm. And that can happen. So they need the double chance.
Yeah, great. So, Luke Shuey's their most important.
Western Bulldogs, 100%.
Treloar and Dunkley, obviously still out.
About 4 weeks away.
Form.
4 to 5.
They've looked vulnerable.
Yep.
Norton subbed out at the weekend.
Could play this weekend.
Could play.
Ribs, I should have assumed they were cracked or something.
No, I think he's okay.
Oh. What's he doing? Get back on the field, mate.
I beg your pardon.
He's bagging out Aaron Norton.
How dare you question Aaron Norton?
Well, you can't get subbed off with rib problems and then just play the next week.
Naughty Norton, mate. Anyway.
I thought they built him tough and rocking.
Did the dogs leave that Geelong game and some people said, oh, they're the winners of losing, but they're the winners because they've got a couple to come back in. Norton was subbed out.
Yeah.
But are they starting to now lose a lot of traction and ground? They come over to WA. They're in lockdown again over here.
Geez, are they crying a bit about that?
Are they?
Well, Bont's grabs yesterday about how they've been done a bit by the fixture.
What was he saying? Well, they have been dicked a bit.
It's Joondalup Resort. It's hardly Guantanamo.
Yeah, but they're the only ones in some kind of lockdown, aren't they?
Oh, but have you been to Joondalup Resort? It's not horrible. Well, and I'm not influenced, by the way, by Joondalup Resort, although I would take a weekend there. It's so nice.
We're going to have so many things coming. I'll be in Lululemon next week. You'll be in Joondalup Resort Skyping in.
We'll do the podcast live from Joondalup Resort.
Yeah, all
wearing Lululemon, drinking single fin. I actually think they've been overreacted. And you've got to be careful with that stuff. If you start doing the whole poor woe is me, oh, no, this is what the Eagles did last year. We saw how quickly the wheels fell off. I'm just saying, Bevo's little whinge after the game, Bont's little whinge, you don't want to get in that headspace where you feel like you're the victim.
So they've lost two of the last three and could be three of their last four.
And the games against the people around them on the ladder, they've faltered in all.
But we still believe, right? I still think they can win the flag.
I think I said last week.
I need one win over one of those top four.
Their forward line's okay. Their back line's okay. Their midfield's exceptional.
Yeah.
Take Treloar, take Dunkley out, and it's just a midfield.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Jeez, we wrapped the Bulldogs up on time. That's never unusual. Happened before. Yeah. Anything else we want to cover?
Why have you got your collar tucked in? You look like a dick.
Well, it's a Channel Looney, 7
run. You've got a, what's like half casual get up here?
Well, no.
It's like those days when
actually,
I've just
explain
had
this. I found this interesting.
What, this morning?
The four thing.
Oh, the pool.
The pool, yeah.
Oh, no, well, the punters, okay. Well,
no, I reckon they will.
Okay, so, well, I'm casual because I came straight from radio. I didn't have time to do anything else. I had to go straight to last lane.
Yeah, how was radio? Did you go for some good gear? What'd you
call it? I did an extra break today.
What did you call it?
Yeah, we did a segment on
slowly,
phobias.
Slowly, one break at a time.
Phobias.
On who's got phobias and stuff, people ringing in.
Frogs, yeah. I can't do frogs,
some good ones. Yeah, frogs is yours?
I can't do frogs.
See, people like this topic.
Well, mine is like floorboards. Oh
really?
When your foot sticks to them, when you're walking, and you like get a little bit of like, makes me.
Yeah, there's some interesting ones out there. You got any, Sammy?
Identical
twins. Identical twins.
Freak you out. Like you have to leave the room.
Don't trust them. Which one is it?
Okay, I wonder what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, so we're straight from radio to Lath Lane. So big story today. Willy Rioli back at the Eagles. Everybody in Perth gives a shit. Well, especially the media.
The punters. You see the numbers on anything Willy Rioli.
Right? Oh. So Xavier was interested as to know how it works. Is it all the cameras in one spot trying to get him? No, in a typical situation like this, most of the time it becomes a pool shoot. People out there, there's 10, 7, ABC and 9, sort of the four main TV stations here.
What about Fox wanting to get involved?
They don't really have a crew here now. They used to, but they don't really have a crew here. Sky's the only other one, but they kind of do their own thing.
Okay.
So what we do is we'll pool, which means we all go in together.
So you spark up negotiation or chats and
say,
hey.
That can either come from the chief of staff from one of the stations or from the journos who realise when they're down there, this is a shit fight, let's work together.
Yeah.
And then you split it up. So in this case, 10 was at the part where the players drive in, where they actually got a shot of Willie driving in with Peter Staples. And then we were at the other side just in case he went out for a run on the oval. 9 was at the entrance and then ABC just up the road a bit. So you work as a team and then everyone gets the same shots.
And no one stamps it.
No one stamps it. No, and it's a less aggressive way of doing it too. Like, you don't want to all be in the same spot. It turns into a shit show. Yeah. So it's, you know.
I kind of like the dog eat dog.
You like the shit show?
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. Don't worry. There's still dog eat dog.
The pooling happens more over here than over east.
No, it happens a lot in Melbourne.
Oh, doesn't it?
A lot in Melbourne.
And do you ever have issues?
Yeah, it can happen.
Who?
I won't name names, but sometimes pools get out of line because it can also get tricky because if you say, well, we're pooling, but then what time does the pool start? What time does it end? Mm. So if the pool ends at 2 and you get a great shot at 10 past 2, well, it's not part of the pool.
That's how Hutchie and Jared Waitley fell out.
Right. Yes, that's right. It's something about the airport.
Yeah, they got someone.
Hutchie and Jared Waitley. Don't they work for each other?
But they didn't talk to each other for about 10 years.
It was a long. Waitley?
I'm guessing Hutchie might have snipped some vision.
So he got a bloke going into the airport. It was a Geelong captain. I can't remember exactly. Got him going in and then was leaving.
Lee Colbert. When he was going.
North Melbourne. And then was leaving was about to leave and then Jared rocked up with his crew and he's like, oh, have you seen him? And he's like, oh, nah. let's pool, let's like work together to try and find him. And then he just pretended that he'd never seen him.
Hours waiting.
Stalked at his airport for hours.
And Hutchie had it.
Yeah, and Hutchie had it in his back pocket.
Had it in the can already. So there are fun and games.
That is fun.
Mm.
Yeah. Mate, you got to invite me to the next pooling
situation.
You want to
come in on a pool? You got to bring your camera. Bring your iPhone.
I'll get the Triple M down there. I'll get the old tripod up.
We could get you involved.
What are you laughing at?
No, you could get you
involved.
I'm
an accredited media person.
You're a VJ now?
I'm accredited.
In the corner with a camera?
I got the pink tag. I'm on the ground, actually.
No, you are.
Oh, wow.
So, don't belittle me from my angle.
No, the pool's still going. You can go straight from here.
Don't belittle. Why do you belittle me?
Are you a dirty? Are you in the dirty? Are you doing boundary? Is it 7 game this week?
Yeah, yes. Yes, it is 7.
Well, is there any rules? Can you speak to Bulldogs?
Dirty dogs?
Nah, they're clean, aren't they?
They're dirty while they're in quarantine, but then once the Eagles play them, they're considered
clean-ish. Yep. Clean enough.
Actually, that was another tweet that someone tagged me in.
I know, but that was fine, right? No. It was sitting right there. Dirty pies, dirty dogs, come on.
Dirty pies, that was some, you know, sometimes like, that's the one back page we've done where it's like, caused a thing.
Yeah, no, I got bashed over it.
And a couple of times, a couple of times, I made a back page thinking, "Oh, this is going to do a thing." Does nothing. That one. Yeah. I'll just do this. I had no other ideas.
I did notice. I wanted to bring up.
We got whacked over that.
Really?
We did the game. Dirty pies. And I referred to East Coast asked about, "Oh, what about the paper? Dirty pies?" Da da da. And I was like, I thought every team that came over was deemed dirty or clean.
Great anyway. It's theatre. Mm. I wanted to pick something with you. Mm. So the cover you did on the game the other day with Nick Nat's half face with Kevin Durant. So
look great. Don't understand it.
Yeah, but.
We only need the first part.
Honestly, he's not Kevin Durant. And if he is, I'm Michael Jordan.
Mate, Kane. Speak to Kane.
I played basketball against him and I was better.
Oh.
So what I'm saying is, you've got a photo of me, a full page photo.
You want Michael Jordan.
I want to see half Jordan, half Ryan Daniels.
But also the comparison, KD is one of the world's most skilled basketballers.
Yeah.
Well, the comparison was supposed to be
game time.
Durant's now playing 48 minutes. The Eagles need to unleash.
He was just highlighting how KD had that game because he played every
minute. Can I just point out to Kane, and I do like the way he writes and he takes it head on. That's the do or die situation. If it's the grand final, I can see, yes, play Nick Nat the whole game if that's what you mean. But this is round 11.
Every week's a
You're not
going to
play Natanui the whole
stage,
game in round 11.
Play him every minute, mate. Every week.
He'll be gone in 2 weeks.
Put your heart on your sleeve and have a go.
If he plays every minute, he'll be gone. He'll retire in 3 weeks.
Toughen up. Kick it long. Go forwards.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to go.
All right. Just heads up. We will be watching the Instagram feed.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that.
No, in all seriousness, nothing's
When you rock up in Lululemon tights.
You're clear so far.
Nothing's paid for except for the car.
Speaking of cars, the Mazda BT.
This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show with thanks to the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. We'll see you next time.